Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Row Activity Center at Sacred Heart High School in Fall City for our nightcap, the fourth of four big games we had for you this afternoon and this evening. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon as we're getting ready for the nightcap. The Sacred Heart Irish girls at 17-3 facing the Board Central Catholic Knights at 15-4. Sacred Heart has three losses. They lost to Tri-County once, and they've lost to Johnson Rock twice. Lord Central with just four losses, one of those to Sacred Heart. They also lost to Elmwood Murdoch, to Johnson Rock, and to Axtell. But when you figure there's only seven losses between these two teams, and three of them are to Johnson Rock.
Sacred Heart has lost three games by a total of 13 points. And they defeated the Knights 38-33 back on December 10th. That was just the second game of the season. So it's been a while since they've seen each other.
It'll be interesting to see which team has developed the most as the season wore on, just a five-point differential in that first meeting. Recapping the games played earlier this afternoon and this evening here at the Row Activity Center, in our afternoon tip-off at 3 o'clock, that saw the Johnson Brock girls getting a win over Diller O'Dell, 39-34. That means Johnson Brock awaits the winner of this upcoming game. In the two boys semifinal game played earlier here, the 4:30 contest saw the Johnson Brock boys downing Southern 69-43. And in the game completed just a few moments ago, Exeter Milligan Friend defeated Pawnee City 73-59. That means the championship of the boys game will be Johnson Brock and EMF at 6:30 Saturday. You'll hear that here on Sunny 101.3. The third-place boys game, Pawnee City, will face Southern at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Pawnee City fans, be aware, we'll also have that for you here on Sunny. We'll see how this next one goes here and let you know what our coverage plans will be. We know we will have the championship game for sure. That'll be at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon when the Johnson Brock girls will face either Lourdes or Sacred Heart.
Well, the two teams are out warming up here. The Knights and the Dark Blue, they're the road team tonight. In this game, they are the third seed in the tournament, ranked number 7 in Class D1. So they are ranked number 2 in Class D2. They are the number 2 seed in this tournament. Taking a look at our starting lineup side for Lord Central Catholic, it will be Isabel Fulton, a 5'7 senior. Mia White, a 5'9 junior. McKenna Haig, a 5'5 junior. Lauren Benedict is a 5'9 senior. And Lily Madison is a 5'10 sophomore for the Knights. For the Irish, Coach Luke Sando tonight, it is the normal five for them. 5'5 junior Avery Sando, 5'5 sophomore Dorothy Krause, 5'6 junior Daisy Witt, 5'9 senior Gentry Lechtenberg, and 5'9 sophomore Hallie Jones, your starting five for Fall City Sacred Heart in tonight's ball game. The two teams continue their warm-ups. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back and give you the final pregame numbers and get this game started. Coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bath Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bath Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small town spirit.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've already shared the starting lineups with you, John. In looking at the stat sheets we were provided, the Sacred Heart Irish have a kind of a three-pronged attack here. Gentry Lichtenberg leads the way offensively. On the season, she's averaging 15.2 points per ball game. Daisy Witt also averaging in double figures with 11.2 points. Avery Sando just shy of the double figures here. 9.8 points per contest. They're playing the school fight song here over the school public address system, and that brings the entire student body and the fans across the way up to their feet. They have cheerleaders out here tonight cheering them on, so the Irish faithful have showed up in numbers here for this semifinal conference game, John.
They have another tournament going on. The East Central Nebraska tournament going on. They're playing consolation semifinals tonight. Fall City girls win tonight. They defeated Meade 45-21 to move on to the play for fifth place.
Congratulations to the Lady Tigers.
So Lady Tigers, I think that's their seventh or eighth win of the year, doing well.
That's good to hear.
Randy, want to congratulate Gentry Lichtenberg one night last week. She surpassed 1,000 career points for the Irish. Now at 1,022 her career. I think she's about the 10th girl for the Irish to do that.
Quite a lot of them were able to come up with that. That's
quite a list.
An accomplishment. Again, congratulations. We joined there, the Gentry Lichtenberg. Let's hope she can tack a few more onto that total tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, no doubt.
A 5-point ball game on the second game of the season back in December. Was that played here or in Nebraska City?
That was in Nebraska City.
That was in Nebraska City. So tonight the Irish have the home court advantage. I'll tell you, these students are into this thing. Here comes the starters for Sacred Heart. Listen to these kids across the way.
Number 10,
5-5. Fired up here.
Check it out, see what kind of crowd we got here.
Number 3, 5-6. Now, not a huge crowd from Lourdes, but they're represented. Well, it's been a while since I've seen a student body section as fired up as the Sacred Heart kids are tonight. They're really getting into this thing across the way, John.
Well, they've been sitting on their hands since 4 o'clock.
It's kind of rubbing off onto the parent section here, too. You notice they're up on their feet now, clapping their hands as we meet the starters. Again, for the Irish, it'll be Sano, Krause, Witt, Lichtenberg, and Jones. For the Knights, Fulton White, Hag, Benedict, and Madison. Those are the starters. And we're ready to move into semifinal action. The Irish and the Knights. And here to describe the play-by-play of the first quarter once again is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Lauren Benedict, 5'9", senior steps into the center circle for the Knights. Gentry Lichtenberg for the Irish. They are going right to left towards the west bucket. And the tip control by the Knights. Lily Madsen with it. Madison. Take the ball to the right side of the floor, and they take the ball back out top to Lily Madison. She drives down, pulls up, shoots off the glass on the left side, and the sophomore puts 13 ahead, 2-0. Madison with the quick bucket, and here comes Daisy Witt to the front for the Irish, off the right side with it. Dorothy Krause to the free throw line, leaves it off now for Witt inside Lichtenberg, high off the glass, and drops ahead, and we're tied at 2. 40 seconds gone by, and now a free throw line dribble down the lane, down there for Haig. Haig gives the ball off to Madison again. Now inside out game, they go back to Benedict. She fires for 3, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Madison, listed at 5'10". She's the tallest player on the floor. Ball out of bounds on a shot attempt, I think. Out of bounds, it'll belong to the Irish.
Avery Sando very wisely just stayed away from that basketball and let it go out of bounds.
All right, Daisy Witt will bring the ball up the floor at the point for the Irish now. working the right side of the floor. Hallie Jones at the top of the key, setting a screen. Skip it over the top to Kraus on the right wing. Drives in, leaves it for Jones. Hallie hands it off for Lechtenberg. She rips it away from a defender. Now to Kraus on the baseline. Wheels in off the glass on the right side. Up and good.
Sweet move by the sophomore, Dorothy Kraus, to go around the defender and then lay it off the glass gently.
Sacred Heart's got the lead now, 4-2, a minute and a half into the ball game. And to the front court we go. With it, the Knights have it. With it there for a moment was McKenna Haig, and a drive and a scoop up, no good, but a whistle and a foul on Sacred Heart.
They're going to get Hallie Jones for the personal on Hallie, her first personal, and of course that's the first team foul of the quarter on the Irish.
Benedict down the line, 5'9 senior, set, fires, missed it. She'll have another one here. Getting ready. Sets up, on the way up, front edge, no good, rebound Lechtenberg. Sacred Heart on the run. The senior goes around one defender, now reverses, throws it across the court to Witt. Stacy hangs on to it, now goes inside for Jones, double teamed, out to Kraus, dribbles over, now to Witt. Fakes the three, drives up, elevates, and draws a foul on the Knights.
I think they're going to get Mia White on this one. Mia White made contact with her. On Mia, her first team foul, number one of the quarter on the Knights.
So three Sacred Heart players come over for a quick conference with Coach Luke Santo and Adam Santo. While the free throws are on the way for Witt, it's up, it's good. A.C. Witt with her first point of the night. Makes it 5-2.
Misha Oggs into the lineup now. Number 24 down there, John. Oggs in for the Knights.
I don't have a 24.
Misha Oggs, O-G-G-S.
Free throw, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Lauren Benedict. Oggs, you say?
O-G-G-S. Yes, Oggs, O-G-G-S, 24.
Here's a long three-pointer on the way, and good. A parry from the left side by Haig. And it's 5-5. We're tied up for the second time here in the early going. At the other end, Witt over to Kraus, standing on the three-point line, drives in, back to Witt, three ball, left side, up and down. D.C. Witt hits the triple, and the Irish are up 6-5. To the front court with the basketball come the Knights. Off the right side now to Rutt, Harper Rutt in the ball game. Down in the corner, three ball on the way from the right corner, no good. Rebound grabbed up, they're saved by the Knights. They throw it in. Driving the middle is Benedict. She can't connect, and the rebound to Hallie Jones. Up the floor, Avery Santo with the basketball for the Irish. Right side, hands off to Kraus. Man-to-man defense here by the Knights, it looks like. Over to Witt, left side at the elbow, goes across the top of the key, stops, lobs in. Lechtenberg got the defenders on her back and lays it in for two balls. 10-5, Sacred Heart. Good play all the way around that time by the Irish. Good move without the ball and a nice entry pass. Out of the top, Rutt passes left side, three ball for the answer. No good. Weak side rebound brought down by Madison. Now out top, swinging around, Benedict with it. Moving the ball, throws to the middle, driving down the lane, leaving it short is Rutt. And the ball out of bounds. It belonged to the Irish.
Yeah, great job by Jones there. Harper Rutt tried to go in for the layup. Jones swatted the ball, but she swatted it back off of Rutt before it went out of bounds.
4:10 to go in the first quarter. 10-5, Sacred Heart girls leading the semifinal. Oh, we're going to have a line change, it looks like. Here's a three ball for Witt. Nothing at the bottom of the hole. Daisy Witt has a three-pointer, her second one, and the Irish are up 13-5, up by 8. At the other end, Rutt with the basketball. Lost it, got it back, drives, throws it underneath, and the bucket underneath won't go for Mia White. Rebound, Lechtenberg again. She'll give it away, and Avery Santo will bring it to the front court on the left side for Sacred Heart. And the ball off Witt, feeling it a little bit. She moves back to the top, lobs the ball in. Oh, nobody home there.
As she was expecting Jones to break toward the basket, and Jones didn't make the turn. The ball went harmlessly out of bounds.
A couple of defenders between her and the basket, too. That didn't help any.
Elise Rest. Kaminsky into the lineup now, replacing Dorothy Krause for the Sacred Heart Irish.
All right, we have timeout called by the Knights. Down 13-5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Lucy Brueggemann in the lineup now, also for the Lawrence Central Knights. Lucy Brueggemann into the contest. Where's number 12?
Here we go, back to live action with 3:24 to go in the first quarter. It's a 13-5 Sacred Heart lead. Little weave out top. Misha Oggs will pass the ball away now to Isabel Fulton. Back to Ogg in the middle of the floor as they reverse it. Driving in, pushing off, and the ball goes off of the Irish, off of Sandu, who is driving up. There was Lily Madison. Now they'll trigger from the baseline. 3:08 to go in the first quarter. Bring the ball out top to Ogg. She'll go right side of the floor with the pass. Now back left to Fulton. Fulton in the paint, leaves it back for Madison. Pull up, 10-footer, good. Lily Madison with her second move, and it's 13-7. Witt in the backcourt for the Irish. Guarded all the way up the floor this time by Fulton. Witt keeps going in, gives it now to Lechtenberg, and she tried to make a turn. She got grabbed and got fouled.
Misha Oggs is going to be called for the personal, and boy, that was a physical foul too, John.
Triggering for the Irish will be Daisy Witt from the baseline. Everybody on the corner of the lane, bring it in. Lechtenberg made the catch in traffic. In the paint, goes in, dribbled. I think she got tangled up with the foot of Madison and then lost her balance and gets called for traveling. So a turnover by Sagar with 2:38 to go in the quarter, up 13-7. Here's a steal by Witt. Driving in, layup is good. And D.C. Witt with 9 here early on in the game. The lead is 8 for the Irish. Ogg drives in. Oh, and a reach-in foul there on Sacred Heart. It's going to be on, Risky.
That'll be her first team foul, number 2. Isabel Fulton was just hassling Witt all the way down the floor earlier, so Witt returned the favor, got the steal and the lay-in there.
Ryan Westengard, a 5'6 freshman, checks in for the Irish now. Madison out on the left side, gives the ball up for Fulton. Between the circles, over to Ogg. Didn't make a clean catch. Now Madison will drive on the baseline, cut off there by Reschke. Out top for a 3-ball, too strong, and the rebound brought down by the Irish by Westengard. Off the miss, I believe that was Moore. Now up the floor we go. Went with the basketball. Man-to-man defense here by the Knights. Another line change coming, Randy. 4 more players checking in here. Cross court, Reschke isolated on the right side. Ball lost, taken away. The Knights on a run out at the other end is Fulton, and she missed the layup. Hustling back with Witt to bother her. But that's one they will say I should have made that.
Yeah.
Out of bounds, off the Irish. Well,
Harper is back onto the floor, also back into the. I think these are people you've all seen before tonight.
Neil White, McKenna Hang. All right. Shadow came back in for the Irish as well.
That's Benedict.
Here's a drive. Benedict in the paint. Elevates. No good on the shot, but a whistle and a foul on Sacred Heart.
Foul is going to be called on D.C. Witt. On Witt, her first. Team foul number 3 on the Irish.
All right, Benedict at the line, ready. 0 for 2 at the line, now 1 for 3. 15-8, Sacred Heart by 7. Setting, firing, and off the mark, no. Rebound, Lechtenberg grabs it, and it's going to be a held ball if she gets tied up there with Harper Rutt. Sacred Heart will get the basketball on the alternating possession.
Going to have a little pressure here applied on this inbound pass, John.
Witt will inbound to Lechtenberg. Sehart Sr. up the floor to the midcourt, now front court, just keeps on going, pushed off with the forearm, no whistle there. Underneath the Witt, layup is good on the left side. Great assist there by Gentry Lechtenberg. Witt with 11 here in the first quarter. The Irish are up by 9, their biggest lead of the ball game. To the left side we go with the ball to Benedict. Benedict drives, pulls up, shoots, no, off the glass. Rebound pulled down on the offensive end for a three-pointer at this end. Up no good by Haig. Another offensive rebound. Kick it out left side, short on the shot from the short corner for Benedict. Rebound again to Lechtenberg. Running up the floor, knocked away from behind, and the Knights run it down. Save it in, and a lob pass forward, and a shot underneath the bucket. No good by Mia White. Rebound to Daisy Witt.
40 seconds.
Witt to the front court. On the right side of the floor, double high post here for the Irish. Now Witt comes around the screen of Lechtenberg. They give her the ball, but Daisy lost the balance, hit the floor, gets called for traveling.
John, I'm seeing some good sportsmanship here. Already three times in this ball game, we've watched players help their opponent back to their feet. That's kind of good to see.
Dorothy Krause back in for the Irish. Up the floor come the Knights. Haig with it. 19 on the clock. Shot and game. To the ball on the right side now. Back out to the top. With it is Rutt. 8 on the clock. Look, they pass the ball down to the left corner. Driving, scooping, shooting. No good. Rebound brought down by Westengaard. After the shot was put up there by Rutt. And after one, it's Sacred Heart 17, the Knights of Lord Central Catholic 8, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines. JCHOSP.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
17-8, the Irish lead in the semifinal game, the final one of the day here at the Rowe Activity Center in the girls' game. Winner plays Johnson Brock on Saturday late afternoon here at the Rowe Activity Center. The Irish up by 9. Randy Cazula's got quarter number 2.
All right, it'll be the nice basketball. Gordon Benedict will inbound it. Irish a little late getting out of the huddle and taking the floor here. Benedict inbounds the ball. Haig with the ball, top of the key to the right side. Finds Oggs. Oggs across top of the circle on the near side. Lily Madsen. Madsen flips it out from the left wing. There's a long three that's up and off. No good. Jones down there battling for the rebound, but Oggs comes out with it. Dorothy Krause picks her up defensively. Irish in a man-to-man defense around the horn to the left wing. Into Oggs on the baseline. Left side driving layup. Up off. No good. Oggs with their own rebound. Chases it down in the corner. Ball tipped away by Dorothy Krause. As Hawks tried to put the ball back out to Lauren Benedict.
That's pretty good defense down there by Luke Sano. He scared her standing on the sideline.
Fast moving basketball. Hawks at the top of the key. Flips it off to the left wing. Back to the near side. He comes to McKenna Haig. Haig goes inside the paint. Witt with the steal. Witt down court on the fast break. It's 2-on-3. She's going to take it to the right side. Pull up for a 6-foot jumper. Up and off. No good. Ball tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds and stay with the Irish.
Oh, my.
Ooh. Well,
you saw what I saw.
Yeah, I sure did. Irish going to keep the basketball on the baseline under their own bucket. Favorable call there.
Daisy reached out and slapped that ball away from two.
Went inbound to Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg, baseline left side, got double teamed out to Witt. Open look, three, left side, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Misha Oggs. Oggs wants to take it coast to coast, feeds it to the right side. Benedict, driving layup, reverse, up and good. Lauren Benedict with her first field goal. She has 3 points, and the lead is down to 7 at 17-10. J.C. Witt across the timeline to set the offense. Lords has dropped into a 2-3 zone now. They've gone out of that man-to-man they were running. Krause to the top of the key. Witt for 3. Got it! J.C. Witt has 3 three-pointers already tonight. What was that, 14, I think?
That's 14.
She got 14 points. We've got 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. On the right side, Benedict with a long three. It's up and off the rim. Fight for the rebound. Dorothy Krause comes out of there with it. Players all over the floor. Loose pass grabbed up by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg is going to be fouled, and that's unfortunate. They had a two-on-one fast break going here, and they fouled her on the floor.
Foul will be on McKenna Haig. Her first and the first foul of the second quarter on the Knights.
Checking into the lineup now for Sacred Heart, Elise Reske checks in. She'll replace Allie Jones. Jones takes a break. Here comes Witt to the top of the key. Left side, Avery Sando puts up a three. It's off the rim, no. Krause tips it back out to Witt. Suppose they're going to come out and cover Witt after she's hit three of those?
Well, I consider it.
Krause underneath the basket. Oh, she tried to flip it back in. It went to McKenna Haig. Haig across the timeline. That may have been close to a double dribble right there. Inside to Benedict, right side, Oggs for 3, off the iron, missed everything. Too long, into the corner, gathered up down there by Benedict, top of the court, 3, up off, no good. Lechtenberg with the rebound, got slapped from behind by Oggs, then got tackled from the front, hit from behind, hit from the front, players on the floor all over the place here. They're going to sort it out. One of the Lords players shaking up here a little bit.
Fouls on Lauren Benedict, 30, her first. The person that came out the worst for wearing that one was Mia White.
Yeah, and White was kind of an innocent bystander. She got ran over the way the collision occurred.
Ouch.
Yeah. Inbound the pass comes into D.C. Witt. Here come the Irish on the attack. Dorothy Krause at the top of the circle. Bounce pass, Avery Sando. Witt from the corner, right side for 3. Hits the side of the backboard. Lechtenberg chases the ball down, flips it back to Sando. Sando holds the ball for a moment and finds Witt with the pass. Shot clock at 15. Right side, Sando for 3. In and out, no good. Rebound went all the way to the floor. Coming out of with it. Into forecourt. On the dribble is Isabel Fulton. Fulton clears it up top now to Harper Rutt. Harper Rutt to the near side. Misha Oggs right back to Rutt, tipped away by Sando. Sando touched it last and went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Knights. 21 on the shot clock. 5:08 to play here in the first half. Kelly Jones back into the lineup. They'll give Gentry Lechtenberg a little breather. 20-10. Lady Irish up by 10. Oggs with the basketball to the near side. Comes over to Brueggemann, who's in the ballgame. Lucy Brueggemann handles it. Now Oggs into the paint, went right through the defenders. Ball rebound brought down by Witt. Witt will push it down the court on the right sideline across the timeline. 2-3 zone set up on defense here for Lord Central. Left elbow. Here's a 3 on the way. Up off the top. Rebound. Follow shot. Jones whistle on a foul. Kelly Johns will, Jones will be at the free throw line to shoot 2 shots.
Isabel Fulton with a foul. Her first, and that's the third team foul here in the second quarter on the Knights.
Halle has not scored yet tonight. Jones averages 6 points per ball game. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots. Halle Jones takes the first free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up, and it is good. That's one of those, John, that hits the front of the rim, sits there a minute, and then somehow crawls over the edge and gets in.
Called four-wheel drive.
Westenberg into the lineup now, replacing Elise Reske. Allie Jones ready for her second free throw. Looks to the basket, takes aim, launches the shot. It's up, it's good. She got them both. The lead is back to 12 now at 22-10. Irish on top, 4:38 to play here in the first half. Fulton brings the ball into the forecourt, gives it to Oggs. Over to the left elbow. Into the paint goes Fulton. Baseline left side in traffic. Boy, that could have been a travel real easy. Back to the top of the circle, Lucy Brueggemann. Here's a driving layup in the paint. Doesn't go. Jones is there to pull down the rebound. Gets the outlet pass out to Avery Sando. Sando, top of the key, goes to Witt with it. They're coming out and putting a little more pressure on Witt. Not going to give her that open look. She's made 3 of those. Witt goes around Ox, comes to the left wing to Sando. Sando, across court pass, baseline right side, Dorothy Krause, 10-foot jumper, short off the front of the rim, Oggs has the rebound. Under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Oggs takes it all the way to the corner, up to Harper Rutt. Rutt goes across court pass to Haig with it.
Baseline left side. Now Harper Rudd again to the top of the key. To the near side. This is Mia White with the basketball. White hands off to Oggs. Driving layup. Oggs doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. Jones ends up on the floor. I think Oggs is going to be at the line, perhaps.
Yep, Hallie picks up her second foul. Kind of in the wrong place, the wrong time there. Her first and her second. The team foul number one of the quarter.
Misha Oggs, a 5'4 sophomore at the line, has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two shots. Remember, covered her brother, Blue Oggs, that played for him. He's a senior this year. Misha Oggs, shot on the way up and off the back iron. Couldn't get it down. Subs into the ball game. Here's Gentry Lechtenberg back into the contest. Back in for the Knights. Lauren Benedict in. Lily Madsen back onto the floor. Along with Brooklyn Bohr for the first time. Yeah, Bohr, 5'9", 5'8", junior. Misha Oggs ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way, up and off, no good. We're going to have a lane violation, though. She's going to get another attempt. One of the Irish girls got a little too anxious to get across that line. 3:38 to play here in the first half. Irish off to a good start. They're up by 12, 22-10. Misha Oggs is going to get a second attempt here at her second free throw. Oggs looks to the basket. Shot's on the way. Up and off, no good. Chasing down the rebound in the corner is Daisy Witt. Witt, very casually up the court now across the timeline, picked up back in a man-to-man defense. They're switching up defenses almost every possession here, John. Here's Sando for three, off the iron, no. Rebound, Lechtenberg. She takes it in for the driving lay-in, up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg has 6 points in the ballgame, and they've extended their lead to their biggest lead yet at 14 now. At 24-10, with 3:10 to go here in the first half. Misha Oggs at the top of the key to the right side. Lily Madsen handles the ball. Madsen finds Isabel Fulton. Baseline underneath. Ball got away. Stepping on the baseline as she grabbed it was Rutt, and the basketball will belong to the Irish.
Right idea. Just too late. She was open and two counts earlier, and they were able to get the ball to her.
There's McKenna Haig back into the lineup, replacing Misha Oggs now for the Lady Knights. Full court pressure by Lourdes. Daisy Witt on the dribble. She works one-on-one against Isabel Fulton. Gets the ball across the timeline with ease. Gives to Lechtenberg. They switch off on the man-to-man defense. Lechtenberg spin move into the paint. Dorothy Krause in the corner. Driving, laying up. Krause couldn't get it, but she's fouled. And Dorothy Krause, she was successful on that one early in the ballgame. This time they fouled her and she couldn't get there.
Lauren Benedict with her second foul and the fourth foul of the quarter on the night.
So Dorothy Krause averages 3.6 points. She can hit both of these. She'll have four already. There's one up. She made a field goal earlier. Has another free throw coming. 2:43 to go here in the first half now, and suddenly the Irish up by 15, John. Make that 16. Dorothy Krause's second free throw. We've got a 26-10 ball game with under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Irish with a good start tonight here in this Pioneer Conference semifinal game. Hey, to the near side, back to Isabel Fulton. Fulton feeds it inside. That's Lily Madsen. Shot is up. It won't go. Struggling for the rebound, and somehow Lechtenberg came out of all those arms with the basketball. Lechtenberg brings it into forecourt. She wants to go one-on-one with the defender. Tried to get to the baseline. Couldn't do it. Gives it up top instead to Sando. Avery Sandel running a little weave, giving it to Witt. Witt all the way in driving, laying up and good. Daisy Witt came to play tonight, John. I haven't added him up. I think she's got 15 or 16, something like that,
16.
Here in the first half. What'd you say?
16.
16 in the first half. That's great for Witt. Top of the circle with the ball, McKenna Hay. Right elbow, baseline right side. This is Rutt, or no, driving into the paint. Tipped away nicely by Lechtenberg. Lily Madsen was trying to take the ball to the hole. Lechtenberg had a whole lot of basketball there, John.
Gentry's first foul of the ball game, and that's the second team foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart.
At the line, Lily Madsen shooting two shots for the Lady Knights. First one is up and good. Madsen got that one down. This was a 5-point ball game when these teams met earlier in December, second game of the year. Irish got the win at Nebraska City by 5. Right now, they're up by 17 here in the first half. Madsen, free throw is up and bounces and got the roll. Got it down. That trims the lead back now to 16. They led it by 18 momentarily. They were up 28-10.
now the basketball will belong to the Irish against full court pressure. Sando gets it into Witt. Witt down court. Finds Sando at midcourt. Sando across the timeline. Works to the right side of the free throw circle. Lots of action down on the baseline here. Lechtenberg and her defender both fell on the floor, battling each other a minute ago. There's a loose ball on the floor. Grabbed up, stolen away by Benedict. Fast break down to Haig. Haig in the corner on the left side. Up to Rudd at the top of the key. Benedict driving in for a layup, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Ryan Westenberg here, John.
It is number four. Ryan picks up her first, and team foul number three in the quarter.
We've got Lauren Benedict at the line. She's one out of four from the line so far tonight. Has 3 points. Here shooting two shots. First one short off the front of the rim. Now one for five from the line. Clock down to a minute 17 to play here in the first half. Irish up by 16, 28-12. Lauren Benedict, second free throw is up. It's short. And the rebound, Witt, tips it out to Sando. Sando's going to bring the ball down court. She's trapped near midcourt in trouble. Timeout taken by the Irish. 1:11 to go here in the first half, 28-12. Sacred Heart on top. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
A clock here at the Rowe Activity Center shows 1 minute 11 seconds to play in the first half of this one. The Irish are up 28-12 over the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Irish with the basketball. Dacey Witt across the timeline. One-on-one there against Isabel Fulton. They give the ball up to Sando, a tie-up. Fulton got in and tied up Avery Sando. The possession arrow favors the Irish. Sacred Heart will maintain possession of the basketball. In it comes to Witt with 18 seconds on the shot clock. A minute to go in the first half. Witt backing in against the defender in the paint. Gives it up to Lechtenberg. Ball stolen away by Benedict. Fast break. Haig at the other end for the layup. Up and good. McKenna Haig has 5 points. And the lead is down to 14 now at 28-14. 42 seconds to go. Irish having trouble getting the ball up court against the press. Now they get it across the timeline. Witt comes across the midcourt circle, works over onto the right elbow. Chasing her down over there is Isabel Fulton. Now Witt back to the top of the key, looking for Lechtenberg. Bounce pass right side, Dorothy Krause. Krause, oh, with a nice feed to the left side. Krause gave the ball to Ryan Westengard. Said, here's a gift for you, freshman. Westengard laid it off the glass. There's a pass that's wide of the mark. They get it back down deep in the corner with 10 seconds to go. Around the horn, Haig comes to the right side. Haig with the basketball. Pulls up with a jump shot. Blocked away nicely by Witt. Loose basketball. Sando at the buzzer. Couldn't get it. But at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish go to the locker room with a 16-point advantage. Our halftime score, Sacred Heart 30 and Lord Central Catholic 14. We're back in 2 minutes with the halftime scoring recap on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Roe Activity Center. The Sacred Heart Irish Girls leading the Lord Central Catholic Knights 30-14. Individual numbers for the Lord Central Knights are led by Lily Madsen at halftime. She has 6 points. McKenna Haig with 5. And Lauren Benedict added 3 from the free throw line. Lords hit 3 out of 10. From the charity stripe, they have 14 points on the board. Scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish, well, it was a big first half for junior Dacey Witt. Witt with 16 points here at halftime. Gentry Lechtenberg has 6, 4 for Dorothy Krause. Ryan Westengard, the freshman, came in off the bench. She's got 2, and Helly Jones has 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 30. Free throw shooting, Sacred Heart made 5 out of 6 at the charity stripe. 30-14, that's our halftime score. Sacred Heart Irish Girls leading the Lord Central Catholic Knights. We're going to take another 2-minute break here, update you with the latest weather forecast. Kurt Kilman will share another 2 minutes of sponsor information, and then John and I will be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. 4 free phones of your choice plus 4 lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Sunny 101.3
Weather. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be just above average low temperatures for this time here, and as we head through the week towards the weekend, looks like tomorrow will be a nice day with highs back in the low 40s. As we head into Friday night and into the weekend, it looks like the chance of snow showers returns. Average highs around this time here, 39 degrees, and our average lows around 17 degrees. For tonight, we're looking clear. Low around 22 with east-northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. By Friday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 42, afternoon winds out of the east at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Friday night, a slight chance of freezing drizzle under cloudy skies with a low around 29, east winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, a slight chance of snow showers returns under partly sunny skies with a high near 40 degrees, north winds at 5 to 15. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you too will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Rural Activity Center at Fall City Saved at Heart. It is the final of our four games today in the Pioneer Conference semifinal. It is Saved at Heart girls leading the Lord Central Catholic Knights girls at halftime 30-14, Randy. Recapping the games played earlier this afternoon and this evening in our 3 o'clock contest in the girls' semifinals, Johnson Brock defeated Diller Odell 39-34. Then in the two boys' semifinal games that we brought you, it was Johnson Brock over Southern 69-43, and EMF defeated Pawnee City 73-59. That means that the boys' championship game Saturday afternoon will feature Johnson Brock, who are now, 19-0, I think, and they have won 55 straight games. They'll be taking on Exeter Milligan Friend at 5:30 Saturday evening, and you'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3. The Johnson Brock girls, with their win, will also be in the championship. That'll be played at 4 o'clock right here in Fall City against the winner of the game we're bringing you right now.
Kind of looking forward to the weekend.
A lot of basketball.
Well, you get a football game on Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock.
They're playing a game somewhere.
They're playing the Eagles, I hear, down in New Orleans.
I hear there's a heck of a halftime show, so that's what's going to draw me there. I couldn't figure out who that guy was.
And when you found out, you didn't care, did you?
That's right.
Here we go. I saw you get yourself in trouble again.
Yeah.
All right, well, I missed that.
Lauren Benedict with a 2-4 upside.
My pen has disappeared now. I laid it under something. There we go. That's what I want. Lauren Benedict brings it into a 14-point ball game with that bucket. She's now got 5 points on the night. And Avery Sano down the lane for the Irish. Boots it out to the right side. And a 3-pointer on the way for Witt won't go. Lechtenberg kept it alive. Hallie Jones picked it up. And a held ball will stay on the Sacred Heart end.
Hallie Jones just ripped that one away from two or three defenders down there. Ended up with a jump ball on the call.
All right, Witt will inbound. Witt ready, looking, brings the ball in, Monsanto with it across the lane. In trouble, dishes it out. Lechtenberg will drive, will pull up, and hit the little runner for about 5 feet. 8 for Lechtenberg. And the lead is double, 32-16. In the paint, blocked by Lechtenberg. Nice job. Great defense. Lechtenberg just reached up on Mia White. Got a whole handful of basketball. When White tried to go up, the ball didn't move, and she fell to the floor. Ouch. Again. Got a lot of ouches here today. Here's an inbound play. An 18-footer on the right wing. Up and good for Benedict. She's got 7 now in the game. 4 quick ones here in the third quarter. Minute gone by, and it went to the front court against a little token pressure. Oh, a throw to the front. Lechtenberg comes down with it. Out to Krause to a double team. Now to Witt. Augs jumps out on her. Witt moving from the right to the left. Lechtenberg got ran through. And she got hit on.
Lechtenberg set a pick, and Augs just plowed right into her. My goodness.
Lechtenberg got hit a whole heck of a lot lighter the second time. I called the foul in the first time.
On Misha Augs, her second personal.
That's not the 10 I want. Let's throw that one back. And an inbound play to Lechtenberg, and she can't connect on the layup this time. Knights with the rebound. They bounce it off her leg, but it's picked up, and up the floor comes Madison. Over it goes. Three-pointer on the way for Benedict on the left side of the circle. It won't go. Offensive rebound, and then taken away by Sagan Hart. Here comes Daisy Witt to the front. On the right sideline, right in front of her bench. Now she'll reverse. Now stops. Gives it to Lechtenberg.
Suppose they talked about covering Witt at halftime?
They might have. Lechtenberg steps through. I think she got called for travel. It was a travel or a double dribble. I wasn't sure which they were going to call.
Misha Augs assisted her on the travel.
Yep. So here come the Knights, down by 14 at the six-minute mark of the third quarter. Augs with it, kicks it right side, passed away there to Fulton. Fulton back over now. It's going to be Benedict driving, shooting, and scoring. She's got the hot hand.
That's
the start. Quarter number 3. She's got 9 in the ballgame now. Now the Irish coming up the floor with it. Avery Sando on the right side. She fends off a little bit with the right arm. Keeps the dribble. Lobs in Lechtenberg, but she got deep. Got a defender on her back. Lays it in with the left hand and got fouled.
Lechtenberg now in double figures has 10 points before she goes to the line for the and one. The foul is on Benedict, John. That's her third personal and the second team foul on the Knights.
So into the game now. Back in comes Harper Rutt for the Knights. Lechtenberg, first trip to the line. That's odd for her. Spent a lot of time in the free throw line, and she buries this one. And now has 11. It's a 14-point Irish advantage. 15-point lead. Here's the ball knocked away by Sando, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to the Knights on the sideline.
Back into the lineup comes Lily Madsen now. Madsen replaces Lauren Benedict for the Lady Knights.
Bring the ball into Augs. Sagan Hart back zoned up here, it looks like. And a long three on the way up and down to the left side. That three-pointer up and good for McKenna Haig. Haig has 8. Lechtenberg to the front, spins, leaves a bell through the legs of Sando. That's over and back. And it will go to the Knights. 5:04 to go in the third.
To say that Avery is upset with herself would be an understatement right now. Not happy.
The shortstop would have been ruled an error.
Yeah.
Coming the other way now with the Knights, the basketball. They put a cutter to the middle and a foul on the arm, and that's going to be Hallie Jones, number 3 on Hallie. First foul of the third quarter on Sacred Heart.
Hallie Jones.
Triggering McKenna Haig from the baseline all the way to the left side, making the right sideline. Three ball up and down, and the Knights are heating up. That's 9 for Madison, and timeout by the Irish. Now it's down to a 9-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help.
You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, the Sacred Heart Irish have seen that 16-point halftime lead sort of evaporate. It's down to 9 now, and Coach Luke Sando's seen enough. He decided to take time out here maybe and stop the bleeding a little bit, John, while his team is still up by 9.
Irish breaking the huddle last. You know what I'm really about excited about Sunday? Sunday morning, we'll go out to Folsom Volunteer Fire Department for pancake and sauce breakfast there.
Oh, I remember that well.
Fundraiser. That'll be
Super Bowl Sunday.
7:30 to 1:30.
A little longer drive for me than it used
well,
to be.
Well, yeah, it is probably, yeah.
Used to just be over the river and through the woods there.
Now you got to go all the way around town.
Yeah.
Up the floor with the basketball. Here comes Gentry Lechtenberg for the Irish on the left side. Spins down the lane she goes. Left hand up, left hand good. That is 13 for Lechtenberg. Lead back to 11 now for the Irish. Come the other direction. Lauren Benedict throws it underneath, and Lechtenberg knocks it away, picked up by Witt. Witt has been held scoreless since midway through quarter number two here, after she fired up 16 early in the game. Witt drives into a double team, and then a held ball will stay with Sacred Heart.
You know, one of the bravest things to do out there is when Gentry Lechtenberg sets that pick at the top of the key, because she's been getting really rammed into out there.
Who's it dangerous for?
Oh, man.
Her or the other team?
Oh, I'm not sure.
We missed her that time. And now a ball thrown across to Avery Sando. Ogg steps in, gets a held ball. And got her thumb mangled in the process. For the already possession, it goes to the Knights.
Bolton back into the lineup for Oggs. Oggs in a little bit of pain as she comes to the bench here.
She either jammed a thumb or some fingers there for sure. And here's Santa with a steal and a cross-court pass going in. Got her body between the ball and the defender and draws the foul on the Knights.
Well, Lily Madsen had made up her mind she was not going to let Sando have that layup, and Madsen spent a foul there to prevent the easy two. On Madsen, her first personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter.
Avery Sando looking for her first points of the ball game here. That one's on the way up, rattles around and finds its way in the cylinder. 38-26, the lead now back to 12 for the Irish. The biggest lead has been 18 in the game. Junior to get set, fires, and won't go. Rebound grab by Mia White. White will push the ball forward. Now Sagan Hart manned up defensively here. Off the left side and a long three from the wing. No good. Shot put up there by Haig. Offensive rebound on the Knights and a foul on a shot attempt by Sagan Hart.
Avery Sando tagged for the personal on Avery, her first foul, team foul number 2 of the quarter. Check that, number 3 of the quarter on the Irish.
That's not a shooting foul, but the inbound comes in. Anastasia Duvall can't connect. Rebound to Lechtenberg. You've got 10 of those. Go with 13 points now. Lechtenberg over to Kraus on the right side. Drives into the paint. Takes the ball cross court now to Reschke in the game. And now it's Kraus again. Throw to the middle to Lechtenberg, and the defense able to knock it away. And quickly up the other way we go. The Knights have it. Front court in the hands of Haig. Swinging around the perimeter. Fulton with the basketball at the top. Dishes it off again. Haig, right side, in the middle. Madison shoots and scores. Madison now with 11. 38-28, 2:58 to go in the third. Lechtenberg on the drive, pulls up and drops in another one. Little teardrop shot on the runner. And it's 40-28, Sacred Heart.
Gentry with 9 this quarter, has 15 in the game now.
Up the floor the other way. Madison for the answer. No, and the rebound out of bounds. They say it goes off the hand of Rutt. Rutt said, I think it was one of those girls in the white uniform that knocked out of bounds, Mr. Official.
Isabel Fulton back in, replacing Mia White now for the Knights.
Here comes the full court pressure. Lechtenberg up the left side, working over the defender to the front court she goes. keeps the dribble, switches his left hand to right hand, and now leaves the ball off for D.C. Witt. Witt coming around the right side. Holt looks to his far to the other side now with Westengaard. Back to Witt. Witt around the screen of Lechtenberg. A little pick and roll and a foul when Lechtenberg gets the ball in her hand.
Foul's going to be called on McKenna Haig. On Haig, that is her second personal, team foul number 4 of the quarter on the Knights with 2:11 to play here in the third.
I like that when Gary Finch makes a foul call. I can hear him up here. Inbound foul again on the Knights.
Again, it's going to be on McKenna Haig. That is her third personal, team foul number 5, which means we go to the line, and Dorothy Krause will be shooting two shots.
Dorothy's got 4 points in the ball game. 2 for 2 at the line. The Irish went 5 for 6 in the first half. The Knights went 3 for 10. Free throw good. Krause will get one more here.
Augs back into the lineup now, replacing Haig for the Lady Knights.
2:09 left, quarter number 3, second one on the way up, and short, no good. Rebound comes down to Benedict. Benedict will bring it up the floor, picked up by Lechtenberg, leaves the pass off. Misfired, but corralled by her teammate. Now Augs used up her dribble, gives the ball to Fulton. Fulton in the left corner gets it right back out top, and now over to Augs, open for a long 3. Off the front edge, won't go, it caroms out to Fulton in the paint. And she falls down but gets the ball away. Benedict with a shot. It won't go. And Lechtenberg grabs up another rebound for the Irish. Long pass ahead for Witt. Made the catch. Looks for help. Says, I think I better wait. Now, she's guarded by Fulton. Crosses over. Down the lane she goes with the right hand. No, but a foul on the Knights.
Sure having fun watching the student body over there for the Irish. Those kids are having a ball. Lily Matson gets called for the personal, her second. We're past the 5-foul limit for the quarter, shooting 2 here.
Free throw on the way up and good. That's 17 for Witt. Lead is 42-28, back up to 14 for the Irish. Junior drops another one on the way up. No, and it finds its way back to her after it's volleyball around down there by everybody on the inside. Witt moving from right to left.
I can't believe they keep letting Augs run right through Lechtenberg's screen there. Man, she just plows right through her.
Westengaard, and now we've got a foul.
There we go.
It's not going to be Augs. It's going to be Rutt.
Yeah, you can't keep shoving her around like that.
So Harper Rutt with her first foul.
Harper Rutt.
So that puts Lechtenberg at the line where he's 1 for 1.
They're really working Lechtenberg over down here physically.
Free throw on the way up. No good. Get another one. Coach Mark Madsen is less than happy at the moment.
When Lechtenberg sets that pick at the top of the key, Augs just runs right through her. Doesn't even attempt to avoid it.
Second free throw is good. 16 now for Lechtenberg. It's 43-28. Lead is 15 points for Sacred Heart. Now, Madison drives into the paint, throws it across. Lechtenberg slaps it away out of bounds. And it will be Knight's ball in the front court, inbounding. It's going to be Benedict. Madison drives over, left side, pulls up, shoots, no. Rebound out of bounds. Touch last by the Knights.
Pretty good job down there by Westengaard, the freshman on defense on that baseline. Was not going to give the... Yeah, with the ball, that line on wasn't giving it up for anything.
Harper Rutt's a 5'8 sophomore. I think she's feeling picked on by the officials. She's not got a call to go her way, and she's thought several of them should have. Pass inside Lechtenberg to Witt. Can't connect on the layup. Ahead up the floor and a blocking foul on Avery Santo.
That'll be her second personal. Team foul number 4 on the Irish. Not yet shooting. 31 seconds to go in the quarter.
Bring the ball in for Isabel Fulton. Fulton off to Augs. Augs will pass the ball away again to Madison. Over to Augs. 3 ball from the left side of the circle. It's up and down. And Augs has her first points of the night. And it's 43-31.
10 seconds to go, John.
To the front court. with the ball, and now down to Kraus. Double team gets away, stolen by the Knights. One on the clock, and the ball's out of bounds, and that will end our third quarter. It's Fall City State at Hart 43, and the Alert Central Catholic Knights 31. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Roe Activity Center. We're ready to move to fourth quarter action. The Sacred Heart Irish up by 12, 43-31. Winner of this one moves to the championship game Saturday afternoon against Johnson Brock. It'll be Sacred Heart with the first possession to start the fourth and final period. Inbound the fast to Gentry Lechtenberg. Man-to-man defense now by the Lord's Knights. Lechtenberg into the corner, Avery Sando. Sando thought about the shot, pulls up, gives it back to Lechtenberg, running a weave at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here by the Knights. With the ball comes D.C. Witt to the near side. Witt now to the left side of the free throw circle. Comes back to Lechtenberg in the paint, and Lechtenberg's going to get called for travel. So a turnover on their first possession for the Irish. They lead it by 12, 43-31. Both feet got to move before the ball hit the deck that time. Sometimes that happens. Here comes Kenna Haig with the ball into forecourt. Haig goes to the right side with it. Back to Haig on the left elbow. Bounce pass inside the paint. No place for Rutt to go. Whistle contact. And I think the foul is going to be called on Jones here.
Nope. Gentry. Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg picks up her second foul.
Her second personal foul.
All right, Lords to inbound the ball to Haig up on the left wing. Across court, right side. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. The ball is tipped around. Lechtenberg comes out of there with it. Gives it up to Sando. Sando down court with the basketball. Works to the left side of the free throw circle. In the paint, Sando all the way for a driving lay-in. She got it to fall. The basket counts, and she is fouled. Sando came out of that one with a big old smile on her face.
I'm sure she can believe that one went in.
Yeah.
McKenna Haig picks up her fourth foul of the ball game in the first of this quarter.
Now the and one coming up here for Avery Sando. Free throw is up, in and out. Couldn't get it down. Sando now one out of three from the line tonight, has 3 points. Here come the Knights down, trailing by 14, 45-31, just under 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Haig beats to the left side to Mattson. Lily Madison back up top to Haig. Madison wants to drive to the baseline. Big collision with Jones. Puts a shot up and got it. Lily Madison collided with two defenders down there and still managed to get the shot off and got it to drop. Now Lechtenberg in backcourt being harassed by Benedict. Into forecourt right side. Dorothy Kraus tried to take it in for a layup. Has the ball knocked away from her. Touch last by the Knights. Here's McKenna, or rather Maisha Haig back into the lineup, replacing McKenna. Haig, Oggs into the ballgame. Oggs at the free throw line playing defense back out against Sando, backing her out. They lob it in to Dorothy Kraus instead. Kraus finds Sando on the right elbow. Sando works to the free throw circle, gives it up top to Witt. Witt gets pushed up front by Isabel Fulton. Foul's going to be called on Fulton. That'll be her second personal, second team foul on the Knights with 6:22 to go. Irish up by 12. This is Witt with the dribble. Witt at the top of the key, works to the near side. Gives to Lechtenberg. Spin move. Lechtenberg had the ball tipped away. Touch last by the Knights. It'll stay with the Irish.
24 seconds on the shot clock. Sacred Heart will play it in. Baseline under their own bucket. Inbounding the pass will be Lechtenberg. No, check it. Yeah, Lechtenberg's going to toss it in. Gets it into Witt in the corner. Right back it comes to Lechtenberg. You saw him messing with me, didn't
you?
Fooled you,
didn't they?
Yeah. Fast break. Down goes Oggs for a driving layup. Got it, and she's fouled. Oggs got the shot to fall, and she is fouled. She'll go to the line for the and one.
Avery Sano picked up the foul. Got it reaching in there after they had already been beat down the floor. Let her go that time.
Oggs at the line to shoot one. Looks to the bucket. The shot is on the way. It's up, and it is good. Oggs got that one to fall, and it is 45-35. The lead now is cut to 10. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Lechtenberg into forecourt with the dribble. Up top, Sano, open look, three, got it! Avery Sano hits the three, her first three of the night. She had missed a couple of those in the first half, but got that one to fall. And suddenly the lead is back to 12. Now Oggs feeds to the left wing. In trouble, no place to go. They bring it back out to Lily Matson. Matson's on the left wing. Matson inside the lane to the right side. A high arching two is up. Off no good, and the rebound to Jones. That shot was put up by Fulton. Fast break down court under the basket. Krause is going to be called for traveling. Oh, she collided with the defender there. Coach Luke Sano's up. Let's just slow it down, girls. Says there's no reason to rush things here.
Wait for a little help.
Yep. 5:20 to go in the ballgame. It's still a 12-point Irish lead. They've led by as much as 18, I believe, was their biggest lead. Oggs, a cross-court pass to the near side to Fulton. Back to the top of the circle. Benedict handles it. Now Fulton goes to Benedict for a three that's off the rim, and Jones is there for the rebound. Jones had it taken away, got it back again. Now gets knocked to the floor, and I think we're going to get a foul called here on the Knights. Waiting for this one.
Foul will be on Isabel Fulton. That'll be her third and the third foul on the team in this fourth quarter.
All right, full court pressure now by the Knights. Inbound it comes to D.C. Witt. Witt starts up court. Isabel Fulton gives chase. Witt's going to get the ball across the timeline. Comes over here to the corner. Fulton tries to take her away from the baseline. They set the pick at the top of the key. Into the corner. Baseline left side. Here comes Sando. Feeds it back up top to Witt. 15 on the shot clock. Irish are going to start using the shot clock up, I think, John. Coach Sando told him to slow things down a bit. All the way in for a driving layup when Sando couldn't get it. They're going to need to get a shot off quickly. There it is, but just before the buzzer, doesn't go, doesn't touch the rim. Shot clock violation. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong.
Boy, called a foul.
Oh, really? Who's that on?
Allie Jones. That'll be her fourth.
That's a third team foul, fourth personal on Jones. Down to 4:21 to go, still a 12-point Irish lead, 48-36. Maisha Oggs to the right side, across court to Fulton. Fulton, bounce pass, comes back to Oggs, diving in there after the loose basketball was Daisy Witt. Timeout's going to be taken by the Knights to hang on to the ball. 4:08 to go. Irish up by 12. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
4 minutes and 8 seconds left to play in this one. The Irish lead it 48-36. Knights with the basketball. Aisha Oggs between the rings at the top of the circle. Right side to Fulton. Fulton picks up her dribble at the top of the key. Kicks it back to the right elbow once again. A cross-court pass nearly stolen away on the floor. It goes to Fulton. Fulton driving to the baseline left side. Great job getting over there by Dorothy Krause. Here's a three from the top of the key that doesn't go. Coming down with the rebound is Krause across the timeline. Players coming up and running over from behind. Turns and gives the ball back to Witt. 25 on the shot clock. Witt on the dribble. Ogs giving chase. Witt comes to the near side in the paint. Driving, lay-in up. Got knocked to the floor. Whistle foul. Witt will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots.
Foul on Lauren Benedict. Her fourth. Team foul number four of this final period.
At the free throw line, D.C. Witt. She is 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. Has 17 points. 16 of those in the first half. Her shot is up and short off the front of the rim. She will get a second attempt, however. Clock is down to 3:29 to go in the game. It's still a 12-point Irish lead. D.C. Witt, second shot is on the way. It's up and off also. Couldn't get it. Rebound pulled down by Lauren Benedict. Benedict brings the ball up court herself. Kicks it to the left side. Gives it off to Fulton in the paint. Underhanded layup. Lost the ball out of bounds. But they're going to say the Irish tipped it away. Knocked it away there from McKenna Haig. All right, here's Jones back into the lineup now, replacing Ryan Westengard. Jones into play defense under the basket. Baseline, left side, inbound pass. Fall away shot off the glass. No rebound. Ogs, no. Whistle. Foul as Ogs tries to go up with a shot, probably on Sando. Let's see.
It is, and that will be Avery's fourth foul.
And that puts Maisha Ogs at the free throw line. Maisha has made 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. Has 6 points in the ballgame. Ready to put up a shot again is Ogs. And it's off, no good. She'll get another attempt.
This is our fourth game of the day. That's 18. But I think perhaps we should have a free throw shooting clinic tomorrow.
Yeah. Maisha Ogs ready for her second free throw attempt. 3:14 to play. Second shot on the way. Up, and this one is good. She got that one down. So Ogs managed to hit that one. She's 2 of 5 from the line now tonight. With the basketball is Lechtenberg. She picked up her dribble. All threw the ball away with the steal. Fulton brings it down, feeds it to the left side to Hagen, blocking it away. Great job there by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg upset with herself for turning it over, so she came down and pretty much just swatted that attempted shot into next week down here on the left end. Waiting for the inbound pass to the left side. Benedict for 2, up and good. Lauren Benedict keeps pouring him in. She's got 11 now in the ballgame. And suddenly, John, this lead is down to single digits. It's down to 9. We got a whistle and a foul on the inbound pass. We're going to walk to the other end and shoot free throws.
Benedict, that's number 5.
Benedict fouls out of the ballgame. 5 team fouls at the line to shoot 2 shots. Gentry Lechtenberg. Gentry has made 2 out of 3 from the free throw line so far tonight. Has, 14, I believe? 16 points. Lechtenberg. Free throw on the way. It's off the right. No good. Free throw shooting has not been stellar tonight by any of the teams that have played here today. Gentry Lechtenberg ready for her second shot. Free throw on the way. Up, and it is off. Short off the front of the rim. And the rebound of the Knights. It's a single-digit lead down to 9 points. 2:48 to go. A lot of time to play here. Knight's still in this thing. Ogs kicks it to the right corner. In the paint, it comes to the near side. Here's a 3 on the way, up and off. No good. The ball went out of bounds. Shot by Lily Madsen. It went out of bounds when it touched the shot clock up on top of the backboard. Full court pressure now by the Knights. Inbound to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg starts up the court. Oh, she picked up her dribble. Lechtenberg's in trouble. Timeout's going to be taken by the Irish to save that possession with 2.5 minutes to play. Irish up by 9. Going to be a full timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference semifinals on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellmartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This is the Pioneer Conference semifinals, four games on the day. You're listening to Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City, and Kearney City. All right, 2.5 minutes left to play in this one. The Irish with a 9-point advantage. They led by as much as 18. Sacred Heart will have the basketball when play is resumed. They inbound the pass, get it into Witt. D.C. Witt in backcourt is double-teamed. Long down court pass stolen away by Oggs. Oggs has it in the corner. A turnover by the Irish. 2:18 to go. Up by 9 is Sacred Heart. Oggs with the basketball across the timeline. Haig with 3 from the corner. Got it. Things start to get interesting as Haig hits that 3 from deep in the corner. Irish down court in a hurry. Lechtenberg has the ball tipped away. She's in trouble. Back to the top of the key to Witt. The lead is now down to 6 with under 2 minutes to go. 1:55 on the clock. Witt with the basketball. Left side to Sando. Irish led by as much as 18 earlier in the ballgame. They led by 16 at halftime. Dorothy Krause gives it up top to Sando. Shot clock at 7. Shot clock at 5. Sando gives it up top. Witt to the right side. Shot clock winding down. Got it off barely. And the shot does not fall. Rebound. Shot. Jones. Whistle and a foul, and Jones will be at the line. Haley Jones at the free throw line.
Foul will go on Ogden. Her third. Jones with another rebound.
Jones is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Here shooting 2 shots with 1:29 to play in a 6-point ball game. Shot is on the way up, and it is off. No good. If she can hit either one of these, she makes it a 3-possession lead here. Up by 6 right now are the Irish with a minute 29 to go. Hallie Jones, 5'9 sophomore, takes aim, ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up, and it is good. She got it. Hallie Jones hits that one. The lead is 7, 49-42. Clock down to 1:25 into forecourt. Come the Knights, taking their time getting here. To the left side, they beat it. Trying to move in. That may be a tie-up. Let's see. Nope, we're going to get a foul call.
That foul on D.C. Witt. She can't believe it.
Yeah, Witt. That is the 15th foul. We'll be at the line to shoot 2 shots. McKenna Haig has not been to the free throw line tonight. Has 11 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 2 for the Knights. Haig, first free throw is up, and it is off the rim. No good. She'll get another one. The lead is 7. The clock shows a minute 18 to play in this ballgame. McKenna Haig, ready for her second free throw for the Knights. Shot is on the way. It's up, it's off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Knights, but I think a double dribble. The rebound came down to Isabel Fulton, but she double dribbled on the baseline on the right side. And now we'll have full court pressure against the inbound pass. Sando gets it into Lechtenberg. Back to Sando on the near side. Sando don't want to bring it to the corner. Back to Lechtenberg. Now they get it to Witt across the timeline. Witt dribbles near the middle of the court, comes to the right side. Clock down to 1 minute to play. Stolen by Oggs. Oggs for the breakaway lay-in. Got it. Oggs on the lay-in. Got it to fall. We're going to have a timeout taken. It's a 5-point ball game with 56 seconds to go. Timeout taken by Lord Central Catholic. We'll take a timeout also. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, the Irish led by 9 after one quarter. They were up by 16 at halftime, led by as much as 18 at one point. After three quarters, they were up by 12, and now it's a 5-point ball game, 49-44, with 56.4 seconds to play in this contest. When we resume action, it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. They'll be inbounding it under the Lord's Central Catholic's basket against a full court press by the Lady Knights. Avery Sandel will inbound it. She gets it in to Lechtenberg. Witt on the dribble. Across to into forecourt, back to Sandel. Sandel works out onto the left side of the lane. They're trying to come out after, not wanting to foul. Sandel's double-teamed in trouble. Timeout taken Sacred Heart to save the possession. 39 seconds to go in this one. It's a 30-second timeout. John, let's keep it here live this time and just kind of set the stage. The winner of this one will face Johnson Brock in the Pioneer Conference Championship Saturday afternoon. Right now, the Irish up by 5, 49-44. And, boy, you got to credit these Ward Central Catholic Knights. The girls just keep battling, don't they?
They keep coming back here. Outscored the Irish in the third quarter, 17-13, and have outscored them here again in the fourth period.
Well, it's down to 5 right now. Good news is the Irish have the ball. The shot clock is down to 18, if you're wondering. The game clock is at 39. Shot clock 18, game clock 39. Irish to inbound it. In the backcourt, they get it into Witt. Witt picked up one-on-one out here. At the top of the key by Fulton. Bounce pass. Dorothy Krause back up top. It comes to Witt. Oh, Jones was all alone under the basket. They left her down there. Oh, the ball nearly stolen away. Witt's going to be fouled, however. They're going to get Isabel Fulton for the foul.
Fulton will pick up her fourth foul. Second night with 4 fouls at the moment. Hague also has 4. Sandel and Jones have 4 each for the Irish.
Now, big free throws coming up for D.C. Witt. She's not had a good night at the free throw line. She's made 2 out of 6 so far. She does have 17 points. These are big. Her team up by 5 with 24 seconds. Good! She got the first one. D.C. Witt got that one. Puts her team back up by 6. This one would make it a 3-possession lead with only 24.9 seconds. Dacey Witt, free throw is up. Got it! She hit him both. Got him when she needed him for the junior, Dacey Witt. Now into the ballgame to play defense. Ryan Westengaard checks in. Sitting out will be Jones. Westengaard in, Jones out. Hague into forecourt on the dribble. 20 seconds to go. Right side is Oggs with the ball. Boy, they're not shooting the ball. Hague launches a long 3. Got it! Wow, what a shot from over here in the corner. Clock down to 10 seconds. Into forecourt, Sandel dribbles between defenders. They're not getting her fouled. They give it up top to Witt, and they foul Witt with 3.5 seconds to go. And it looks like the Irish might escape here. Will be Isabel Fulton's 5th personal. She'll foul out of the ball game. She'll leave the contest and to replace her, Harper Rutt. But now we're down to 3.5 seconds to go, and the Irish up by 4, 51-47. Dacey Witt at the line, shooting 2. She just made 2 in a row moments ago. First one is up, and this one will not fall. Short off the rim, but keep in mind it's a 4-point lead. That's a 2-possession lead here with only 3.5 seconds to go.
Or in a foul.
Yes. Dacey Witt, second free throw is up, and it is good. She got that one to fall. Witt got it down. Timeout taken by Sacred Heart to discuss strategy here. With 3.5 seconds to go, the Irish up by 5. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds with the finish for this one on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Katula, John Nixon, back with you here at the Roe Activity Center at Sacred Heart. 52-47, the Sacred Heart girls up by 5, 3.5 seconds to play. Really, Sacred Heart just needs to stay out of the way. Basically, it's going to take you 3.5 seconds to get the ball down here and shoot it. With a 5-point lead, the one thing you don't want to do is foul them.
Yeah, if you foul anybody, you're off the team.
Lucy Brueggemann will inbound it. Gets it into Hague. Hague starts up court against Witt. Lost the handle. Ball grabbed, and there's the ball game. The Sacred Heart Irish get the win tonight. The final score,
Sacred Heart 52, North Central Catholic 47. The Sacred Heart girls will face the Johnson Brock Eagles in the Pioneer Conference Championship game coming up Saturday afternoon here on Sunny 101.3. Stay tuned. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with the post-game show. We'll let you know how your favorite player performed tonight and have a complete rundown of the individual scoring right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to the Row Activity Center. Final score in our final game of the day is a win for the Sacred Heart Irish girls by a final of 52-47 over North Central Catholic and advancing to the championship game on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Here's the score in the ballgame. For the third-seeded Knights, they drop to 15-5 with a loss. They get 14 points for McKenna Haig, 13 for Lily Madison, 11 for Lauren Benedict, and 9 for Misha Ogg off the bench. They went just 5 out of 15 at the free throw line of the game. For Sacred Heart tonight, they're led by Daisy Witt. She had 20 points in the game, 16 of those into the first half. 16 for Gentry Lechtenberg to go along with a dozen rebounds tonight. 6 for Avery Sando, 5 for Dorothy Krause, 3 for Hallie Jones, and 2 more for Ryan Westengard. The Irish hit 14 of 26 at the line. It spiked with just 4 for 11. In the fourth quarter at the line, 14-26, and they improved to 18-3 on the year and advanced to the championship game on Saturday afternoon. So, recapping the scores here, John, on all four games that we had on the air this afternoon and this evening, our first broadcast, we went on at 3 o'clock, and that was the Johnson-Brock girls defeating Dillard-Odell 39-34. That was our 3 o'clock ball game. At 4:30, the Johnson-Brock boys defeated Southern 69-43. The 6 o'clock game saw EMF over Pawnee City 73-59. And then, as you said, the game we just wrapped up, Sacred Heart over Lourdes 52-47. So, here are our broadcast plans coming up on Saturday. Our first game that we'll put on the air will begin at 4:30, I believe. Let me look at this again now.
No.
Our first one will be at 2:30. We'll have the third-place boys game at 2:30, the Pawnee City Indians taking on the Southern High Raiders. Then at 4 o'clock, we'll have the girls' championship, Johnson-Brock versus Sacred Heart. And at 5:30, the boys' championship,
Johnson Brock versus EMF. So three big games coming your way Saturday afternoon and evening here on Sunny 101.3 in the Pioneer Conference third place and championship game. John, that's going to be fun.
Should be. It always is. Remember last year in the championship, it was the girls' game was Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart, and it went overtime. And that was a fun one. So look forward to another big bunch of fun on Saturday, the Pioneer Conference tournament.
All right. Well, it's been a big afternoon and evening of basketball here on Sunny 101.3, a bit of a marathon for John and I, four games back-to-back. But if you folks listening at home have enjoyed the broadcast as much as we enjoy bringing them your way, well, it's been a pretty good time for everybody. So that's about going to wrap it up for our coverage of high school basketball. For Kurt Kilman and John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatuba. We leave you with the final score tonight of this one. It was the Sacred Heart Irish 52 and Lord Central Catholic Knights 47. Good evening, everyone. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.